I realize the enormity of the task before us, but I see no alternative other than the one I am proposing, which is based on our common humanity. Nations have no choice but to be concerned about the welfare of others, not only because of the shared aspirations of all humanity, but also because it is in the mutual and long-term interest of all concerned. We must also consider human benefit in the long run rather than just the short term. In the past, attempts have been made to create more just and equal societies. Institutions have been established with noble charters to combat antisocial forces. Unfortunately, such efforts have been undermined by selfishness and greed. Today, we bear witness to the way ethics and noble principles are obscured by self-interest, particularly in the political sphere. Politics devoid of ethics does not further human welfare, and life without morality reduces humans to the level of beasts. This leads some of us to refrain from politics altogether. But politics is not axiomatically dirty. Rather, the misguided instruments of our political culture have distorted our high ideals and noble aspirations. Morality, compassion, decency, and wisdom are the building blocks of all civilizations. These qualities must be cultivated in childhood and sustained through systematic moral education in a supportive social environment so that a more humane world may emerge. We cannot wait for the next generation to make this change. We ourselves must attempt a renewal of basic human values. Hope lies in future generations, but not unless we institute major change on a worldwide scale in our educational systems now. We need a revolution in commitment to universal values. It is not enough to make noisy calls to halt moral degeneration. We must do something about it. Since present-day governments do not shoulder such responsibilities, humanitarians and religious leaders must strengthen existing civic, social, cultural, educational, and religious organizations to revive human and spiritual values. Where necessary, we must create new organizations to achieve these goals. Only in so doing can we hope to create a more stable basis for world peace. The seed of love and compassion is there in us intrinsically, but promoting and nurturing it have to be done through insight and education. To solve the problems humanity is facing, we need to organize meetings of scholars, educators, social workers, neuroscientists, physicians, and experts from all fields to discuss the positive and negative sides of what we have done thus far, as well as what needs to be introduced and what needs to be changed in our educational system. Proper environment plays a crucial role in the healthy growth of a child. All problems, including terrorism, can be overcome through education, particularly by introducing concern for all others at the preschool level.